I literally ran out of food every single day at 12:40. All my turkey, all my meatloaf, all the bread, soup, and everything all ran out. The mayor came last Friday. She didn't get a sandwich.
Oh, this is a whole...
My name is Diane. Do you want a last name, too? Finnefrock.
And your name?
Joni Thomas. It's insane. There are... It's like a... What do we do? A serpentine line. You kind of have to weave through the entire place. But they're out of a lot of food now.
It's not even 12:30 yet.
Yeah. And they're open till, I think, 3.
It's the quality of the food. It's home styled. It's he makes it. He prepares it. He serves it. He is kind. As much as everybody always talks about him being the soup Nazi or the bakeman's Nazi, deep down he's kind and he cares.
It started out back in the olden days in the 70s, in the early, mid-70s. We were going through about close to 600 people a day at lunch hour. People would come over and ask me, you know, do you have tomatoes? Do you have onions? Do you have pickles? I mean, you don't ask Subway. Do you have lettuce? And I mean, it's a sandwich shop. Of course we got all that stuff. People said I was kind of gruff and stuff like that, and that's what it was. I think I do really, really appreciate all the customer and the warm wishes from everyone that that came over out of the way to say goodbye. And I never thought of myself as... anybody special, but I mean, I do cook for them, and I love the business, and it was really nice and warming that they all came to say goodbye like that.